Miss, excuse me, miss. Is this a slow and stupid waitress day?
Big Chief.
How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough to fuck your mother!
Gorilla.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's a dick fur. What's a dick fur? To pee with.
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
It's Friday night, and the boys are coming to you live from the LV Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, it's time for Spank Wagon Radio. So sit down, shut up, and get ready for the funny.
It's that time again. Friday night, 6 o'clock. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Spank Wagon Radio. We have a full shelf of people tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the greatest internet radio show ever. Spank Wagon Radio! Tonight we have dead celebrities, shitty middies, mad props to hand out. We have a full studio tonight, which is always a good thing. And confused co-hosts who think this intro is theirs. We urge you to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Join us now. You're going to want to do this. Trust me. We're going to talk about things like lazy bastards from New Orleans, social engineering at its newest highs and lows, and we're going to discuss why and how did Chief become gay. Ladies and gentlemen, hello. Welcome to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
Gay?
Not gay.
Gay.
Gorilla? Not gay.
Gorilla's back!
Yeah!
Yay! Welcome back. We've missed you, man.
This is the first time we've seen him without crutches.
We've got Monkey. Would you like to see more?
And no drugs.
Hey, yeah, Gorilla's here. Monkey Boy's here.
Wait, but you're not on drugs?
Not on drugs.
Wait, so you're going to do the beer tonight without the drugs?
Yeah.
Where's the beer?
Completely changed.
In the fridge, duh. I need a Mountain Dew!
Grab me one, too.
Jesus. This is why you're gay. You're serving.
That's a good bitch.
You're serving beer. This makes you gay. Here, let me help the green room out. Chief is gay. Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
Homo alert.
Homo alert. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. Like we said, Spank Wagon Radio. You can check us out online, spankwagon.net. We urge you, click on the cam and chat link so you can see us on the webcam. Let me get that fucking fired up right now.
Yes, and please be our friends.
Yes, and we want friends because, of course, we're on MySpace now. One full week and we have 9 friends. It's pretty much what we have every week. I don't know. So, wow, we had someone try to join. Quit, join, quit, join. All right, we'll figure it out later. Murphy's going to be chewing down burritos.
No, dude.
Murphy's I'm professional radio.
Wait, I want to know how I ended up gay.
Dude, look at you.
Dude, how you ended up gay? Don't you know?
Were born gay.
What? What?
Are you saying?
No freaking way.
Dude, that's the argument,
isn't it? It's not like gay is a disease. Are you calling gay a disease?
No. That's not what I'm
saying. So you were born gay. Just accept it.
Look at the shirt. Boom.
Oh, it's the shirt.
It sure adds to it. I mean, you get everybody beers. You're a very cordial lady. You wear very nice blouses.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Wow.
Men's shirts, you know, stripes, wow. Solid colors.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, even if you are in the 70s, you know, like gay 70s,
you know,
it's all right.
Well, that's when it became big, you know.
Exactly.
What, being gay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. You are obviously in your element.
That's messed up, man.
Well, the Chicano flail is sort of an attempt to is an attempt to not be gay.
To deflect.
But the problem is he keeps raising his hands up above his waist, and that totally undoes it.
Wow. Well, that and the whole limp wrist, you know.
Look at him right there, right now.
Yeah.
That's why he wears all those fucking heavy, like fucking. Well, look at his wrist bracelet. His wrist bracelet like is like a fucking torture belt. How long is that thing? How long is that fucking thing when you take it off?
Like maybe like 2 feet.
2 feet, but you have 2 feet of leather wrapped around your wrist.
Yeah.
Queer.
Ladies love it.
Johnny Cakes.
You know, the funny thing is we just got a couple new interns
Load that video up.
I've got it right now.
All
right.
Why don't we start about that? We'll get to how everybody's doing in a minute.
Let me make sure it gets all cached and everything.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, get that started.
Okay, get that started up and then we'll go in there. You're going to say about an intern?
Yeah, I was going to say
blue dress and a stain?
Kind of.
Okay,
not exactly.
Keep going.
No. He's gay. And I was in the newsroom just chatting it up with Jessica and a couple of their girls over there.
Of course.
And he hit on me.
Well, sure it wasn't the other way around.
No. Trust me. I'm sorry.
He's amazed. Like, this is something new, though.
What? I've never been hit on by a gay guy before, aside from you.
Oh, God, we got to down. Murphy has nothing to say because he has his mouth full of bean burritos. He likes the Mexicans.
Apparently. He loves sucking down the bean.
Oh! It's that kind of a show this week.
Oh, it's going to be that way, is it? I'm in the barrel already, huh?
Thursday night. Your night in the barrel.
Don't put the kid with the sound effects in the barrel. That's always a bad idea.
Yeah, he just doesn't know when to stop hitting the buttons.
I
can't believe you're letting him get away with it. You know, for 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, you know, it worked out rather well last week. He didn't go nuts. Like, what drives me nuts is anytime you test a soundboard and you're hitting that button like 110 times. Like, when I finally got enough of Leroy Jenkins when he was going, like, fuck, stop. Enough.
Oh, I've got new stuff. You want to hear something new I've got?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Here, let's play this one.
Skankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
I got some new things to play with there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of shit he wants to play with. So he's got
Somebody's found a new toy.
Dude, you have no idea.
It's not they found a new toy. His ass did something it never has done before, ever. It's called sit down and finish something.
Dude, no way.
Way.
You actually finished something?
I finished a bunch of something. I was actually
finishing that burrito pretty good, too.
He loves sucking down the bean.
We have a new employee, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hired him.
Leroy decided he didn't want any more mic time. He's really getting tired of it. Leroy's gone silent, but he's still here with us. Always here with us.
In memory.
No, he's here.
Tied up in the...
Well, of course.
Okay.
Why does he got to be tied up? Queer.
With a 2-foot leather strap.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. We're not even...
It's like shooting fish in a 5-gallon bucket.
Filled with
fish.
With
a fucking flamethrower. What else is going to be in a bucket of five... If we're shooting fish in a bucket, of course there's going to be fish in it. I just want to point that out to you.
No,
because you had to point out.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my right, Chief.
Every week, right?
Every week.
And it's nice because I don't have load sound clips up anymore. It's beautiful.
No, but Leroy has gone to the back. We have a new employee, and I don't even want to get into it about this guy, but we like him, and
he's a little narcissistic for my taste.
I know you didn't want to play it. Can I play it anyway? His contact phone number.
Yeah, we'll play it, but it's got to change. I'll get with him and get him changed. Everybody, pay attention. We're going to throw out the phone number. All phone lines technically are open.
So here we go, kids.
This is Mr. Big Voice. reminding you that it is your duty as an American and as a patriot to call Spankwagon Radio today. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. You too can help fight terrorism.
Yeah, he's
That's Mr. Big Voice.
Now, the other numbers Mr. Big Voice forgot are the local numbers, which are 383-8120. That's
right,
for those of you in Vegas. And that's 866-LV-ROCKS. That's 866-587-6257.
So you can always give us a call. Lines are fully open. Let's start
off. Kind of like Chief's ass.
You promised you wouldn't tell.
You ever notice you never hear Chief fart?
You know, he's got a
You know, that's a good point there.
Just because I'm not sitting here scarfing down the bean.
Just Chief's like...
No, everybody else here just lets it rip. Chief just...
You know, every time I hear Chief fart, you know, somewhere a small boy cries.
Wow. I.
Hey, wait. You want to see what turns him on?
What?
Recess!
Oh, that's not right. Okay.
I feel abused already.
You should. All right, so let's ask Don Gorilla. Gorilla la la.
The big monkey.
Don the Gorilla.
Don the Gorilla.
Vanilla Gorilla over here. Shit.
Keep it up.
Rape ape.
Did you just say, who said that? Did you just seriously break out with a grape ape?
I did.
I think you just said rape ape.
Yeah, I think that's
that probably a little more appropriate.
Rape ape. All right, so Gorilla, how you doing?
Doing good.
Come on. I hear you've got some stuff for us this week.
I've got some interesting stuff. I've got a fortune I'm going to like to talk with
you. Yeah, we're gonna go over that here in a little while and probably second or third segment. So you're off the meds.
Off the meds.
How was rehab?
On to electricity.
I heard electroshock therapy.
You're damn right.
Fuck yeah! I'm feeling great!
I want to know how rehab was.
That's how it is.
Electroshock therapy.
Wait, I thought rehab was supposed to make you like walk and stretch and bend.
No, it's just a lot of throwing up with a little bit of electricity.
Now they just stick cattle prods in your ass, or they'll stick the thing down your penis that Murphy likes.
Oh, God, not again. Dude, you guys don't even know how painful.
The great thing about it is you can actually change the dial up and down. Oh,
wait, is wonderful. That the Dr. Tan device?
Exactly.
Thought so, because I know someone that has a Dr. Tan, and we run by him and tap the button all the way to high, because it was just a scroll wheel.
That's all it is.
Right down into the penis. Ow.
Your sound effects didn't quite convey your message.
Okay, here, let me find.
We're not launching the spaceship.
Thank you.
Oh, right in the old Jimmy.
So yeah, the Dr. Tan device. You know, it's just two little adhesive pads that stick to. You put it on each side of a muscle. And you turn it and just gives a burst of like
electricity
at certain intervals. You could change the strength and you could change the intervals. Well, we would just go ahead and crank them both up. So it'd be constant and constant. Dude, it's a fucking taser.
It's awesome.
It's an absolute fucking taser. It's great.
Dude, Murphy, take that thing out of your cock, man.
And he rubs it all over Gorilla.
I know.
Is it getting on your ass or something? You don't like it?
Dude, you're the one sitting next to him. I was worried about you, but apparently you like it.
Tighten yourself up again.
Okay, I don't know what just happened, but this machine just went wonky. Oh, well. We'll deal with that in a minute.
It's that fucking file thing.
Ooh!
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
Moving right along. All right, so you're doing good. Murphy, how was your week?
I had the single most interesting conversation I never expected to ever have.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the story? It's actually kind of funny.
Why not? Yeah.
I'm coming back from Havasu, and as usual, I stop at the Flying J gas station right there, right before you hit the 40.
Okay.
And it's cool because it's a little gas station. It's got a Wendy's in it. So I go into Wendy's. I order my lunch. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there at the table eating my lunch, and I got my laptop out, and there's... This couple walks in, and the woman was probably in her mid-60s.
Now that's just like the beginning of a serial killer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very much. What was that movie that... Yeah,
and now I've got their heads
What was
the
that movie where they buried the wife in the basement, and what's his name? Had to go fucking find him.
I don't know, but I think I need a Kleenex. So the guy who came in with her, though, couldn't
You may
have been,
be gay, but that's just foul.
The guy couldn't have been younger than 75. He was an old dude.
10,000 years old in the sand.
Seriously, dude. Moses. best
friend. My grandfather, Dirt.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there and I'm finishing my lunch, and we both finished our lunch about the same time. So I put my laptop back in the bag, and I'm getting it together, and he says, "Oh, is that one of the new MacBooks?
Is that one of them new newfangled
yeah,
computers?"
And I'm like, I said, "Yeah, this is the new Intel." And he says, "How do you like it?" I'm like, "It's cool." He says, "You know, I've got one of those at home, but I only have one problem with it." And I'm like, "Oh shit, here it comes. Somebody lost his grandchildren's photos in iPhoto, or he can't figure out how to get to some fucking bridge site or something." And he says, "Yeah, I totally screwed up my X11, and now I don't have access to any of my bash commands or Perl."
Whoa.
Yeah, I was like, he said, "Yeah, I tried to load the Tiger disk into RAM, but I think I accidentally put it on the hard drive, so now I don't have any of the source for any of my old X11 stuff, and I'm afraid to actually go through and do a full upgrade because I don't know if it's going to be compatible with all the bash
stuff."
Are
you sure this guy was like 75?
Seriously? Yes. I said to him, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm in my mid-70s. I said, "You are the coolest old guy I have ever seen."
I thought my dad was the coolest old guy.
Dude, your dad didn't talk Unix. Like, the guy started going on. He's got like 4 or 5 machines in
the
RV.
Why not? He's as old as Unix itself.
Seriously, he's got 4 or 5 machines in the RV.
He can remember when Bash was just buh.
Yeah, he says, "You know, I don't have a single machine on here." Yeah, by the way, I'm not giving you anything for that. That was a really bad joke. He says,
"They laughed and they're smarter than you now."
Yeah, but I have all the sound effects. So, ha! So, no, but it was just talked to him for a couple minutes. He likes Zeus. You know, everything. He's playing around with Solaris. He's a big fan of all the Unix and Linux stuff. And dude was older than time and was the oldest nerd I had ever seen.
So now you have a hero. That's great.
I think so. Like, I used to want to grow up and be a dirty old man. Now I want to grow up and be a dirty old nerd. Holy crap.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't know, is he lives in a trailer down by the lake.
I don't care, man. If he knows his shit like that.
True, true.
So yeah, that was like,
doesn't have a woman.
No, he's got an old broad with him, but you never expect to have a conversation like that.
I gotta admit, you wouldn't actually.
Holy crap.
Because you're right. I mean, when you hear old people in computers, the first thing you're going to think isn't, you know, what do they actually know like that, but I lost a photo. How do I check my email when I'm in the bathtub?
Exactly.
You know?
It was,
you don't. I like Unix.
Yes. Yeah, I lost the bash commands. Let me open up. I don't have access to any of my Perl scripts. What? Old man River just went fucking gates on me all
hang
of a sudden.
Hang on. Faggot one over there is...
What's up, Faggot?
Faggot One, coming in.
I'm actually reading this article on net neutrality as a vote was cast last
year. Yeah, a vote was cast, but amazingly enough, that vote, net neutrality was stripped of that bill. That was the bill that's going to allow phone companies to be cable companies. Ugh. But the minute that happens, and everybody says it, net neutrality will block you from surfing. It's going to turn the internet all the way back to 1991. When we were back to
AOL.
back to AOL, Prodigy, you know, where everybody will have to bring their own content, and that's going to be expensive again. That's,
yeah,
you know, that's,
you know,
why.
What's really bad, one of the companies that's pushing the net neutrality stuff is Comcast.
Yeah.
Do you know they have a competing music service to iTunes?
Yes.
So what happens? They
can shut off iTunes. They'll shut down iTunes. And that's the thing, you know, as Comcast wants this fucking, Verizon, of course, they're going to want this. You know, Verizon MCI, they're absolutely going to want this. Yep. It's ridiculous. But yeah, that's EFF.org. We'll always shout that out. You know, get a hold of them. They will protect you.
Yeah, right.
All right. So
I'm just really shocked that after all the press that this has been getting, how, I guess, apathetic internet users are.
Well, we are, because we don't under. Here's the thing: real internet users don't consider the internet the internet. They consider AOL the internet.
That is true.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, 90% users.
A lot of the heavy users are people who
subscribe.
Their
ISP.
End of scope is, oh, I open up AOL. Okay, what kind of browser do you have? Oh, I have AOL. What kind of computer do you have? I have an AOL computer. You know, that's the limited of their knowledge and their intellect.
But there are people
that's
that
gorilla.
Are pushing it.
Freenet.
There are people that are pushing it. I got a letter in my inbox the other day from the CEO of eBay about this.
You know the CEO of eBay?
No, it was one of those general...
Spam!
Yeah, but it was...
I am the CEO of eBay. I have been casted on net neutrality. Send me $10,000 and I will guarantee you some of my riches.
It was an actual eBay... You know, I get them every once in a while from, you know, like when they change their privacy or something like that. But this was from the chick who runs eBay, the CEO. And it was amazing. It was like a public...
She showed her tits.
Yeah. Damn. If she would have showed her tits, net neutrality would be dead in the water. But
yay! Boo! Yay!
Exactly.
That was a visual for everybody who's not listening to a radio.
Yeah, that's a great radio joke there, pal.
Hey, sometimes in-jokes happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is actually a pretty good way of stating this. By ruling that broadband access shouldn't be regulated under existing laws, broadband providers have carte blanche to change.
Carte blanche.
Carte blanche. Blanche.
Blanche.
I can't say
that. I got it. He's
getting have carte blanche to change
better.
More or to charge more for higher
carte
level.
Blanche.
Carte blanche.
Carte blanche.
One of these days, I'm actually going to get through a sentence without everybody stepping all over me. I know it's not going to happen today. One day.
Okay. Please. Ready. Everybody.
Wow. That's amazing.
You just wasted your sentence on that?
Let him do it.
No, anyways. So, broadband providers have carte blanche to charge more for higher levels of service and block websites and content that they want, that they feel is undesirable. When your day is long, you are all assholes. Every single one of you. All
right.
I'm a faggot. I'm a faggot.
He cracked. He finally cracked.
Thank you, Jimmy Norton.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's so fucking scary to think that by this time next year, you know, everything's going to be segmented by service provider again. We're not going to have the net freedom that we once had. You know, that's going to, first off, not only is it going to make surfing suck, it's going to totally and absolutely squash development of any new technologies that use IP. We're going to go back to where things are very proprietary. And also, you know, where one service, we have this new gadget, we have this new gizmo. It's going to go right back to that. I mean, remember when, I don't know if you guys remember, but AOL launched their first browser that actually surfed the web as opposed to just surf AOL. Huge. But then Prodigy released one based on Mosaic.
Mosaic.
And it was huge. And then, you know, things like email. When CompuServe was first out, one of the big first ones, you had numbers. 1234.5.567.8.9.10 at CompuServe. Well, then you got names. And then that was AOL. You know, that was AOL. And then well, of course, other legitimate
then you got
providers.
KidToucher at pornospeak.net.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this is really, really, really bad. This is going very much backwards.
If this actually passes and actually happens, I think we're going to see a resurgence of BBSs.
You know, BBSs to a degree. I mean,
it's not going to be like they used to be.
VPNs. I think more public-private VPNs will pop up.
Yes, VPNs will pop up. I think that BBSs will. Think about this is going to do to people who use...
So my BPSs and my VVNs and my AZZs are going to get mixed up with my PPQs?
Drink your B-E-E-R.
I think Gorilla. I think Gorilla is F-U-B-A-R.
Yes. And you're an F-A-G.
It.
F-U.
Your mama.
Spelling lesson is now
your
over.
Mom's box. Yeah.
Quanto cuesta por tu mama.
See, now, do you want to tell them where we got that from? Quanto cuesta tu mama
solo.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... That takes us back to high school.
High school, yeah.
Nerd!
There was this, you're a drama geek. There was this drama company in high school. It was Reader's Theater. And it was weekly and they did a skit every weekend. Someone did the first 15 minutes of the original Star Wars movie in Spanish.
Yes.
So you had, you know, the original Jabba the Hutt scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Quanta Cuesta tu Mama Solo.
Nice. Okay. All right, so let's see. That's that. We got to watch out for that. So make sure EFF.org, big place to go for that. Go to the Action Center. Fuck, just search net neutrality. You're going to find it. Let's cut to that video. Why don't we cut to that video? This is something really great. Speaking of causes that Chief is into, let's listen to John Stewart rip the hell out of a part of, was it Congressman or Senator?
Bill Bennett.
Yes.
over gay rights, gay marriage. So why don't we go and play that, and we'll be back in just a second.
The former Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio show Bill Bennett's Morning in America, as well as a best-selling author. His latest book is called America, The Last Best Hope. Please welcome to the program, Bill Bennett. Bill? Thank you for joining us on the program.
Yeah.
Did you bring reading material just in case you get bored?
Yeah, I got backup research.
Backup research?
Yeah.
America, the Last Best Hope is... Oh, that's my book.
Yeah.
America, the book.
Yeah, we both have eagles on the cover. Which one of us was being ironic?
Yeah.
I think. Take this.
Well, yeah.
Here's my question.
Yes, sir.
You say you wrote this book because you believe that America is the last best hope of the world because of their belief in freedom. And in light of this new debate or old debate or redundant debate about gay marriage, doesn't that fly in the face of the basic foundation that you discuss in this book?
Yeah, it's partly about freedom. It's partly about equality. It's partly about success. It's partly about the fact that we have succeeded where most other nations haven't. And the long story of inhumanity and misery that's history, the American achievement is pretty unique. However, we do say there are limits on this freedom. And that's why we're having this debate.
But every time we draw limits, and the country has done it, and you make that point, and everybody knows that,
right.
Starting with slavery, which was, I think, a big limit.
Big limit. Big bad limit.
Women's suffrage, all that. Each time there has been a battle to not allow that freedom, each time that battle is lost, and for the good of the country, isn't this the next progression in that very same battle?
I don't think so. Not when it comes to marriage. When it comes to living freely in this country, when it comes to being left alone, when it comes to living happily in this country, having the opportunity to live like you can't live in many other nations of the world, that's the place. That's the place for Americans, be they gay or straight. You don't see a lot of gay people leaving the United States of America. I understand gay people regard the next...
Have you ever seen those cruises?
Yeah, well...
I believe they go to the Bahamas. They come back.
Actually, I haven't, but I'm sure.
But you should watch Showtime.
Really, I'm sure they exist. Look, this is the land of freedom. This is the land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. The question of marriage is another question, which is because it is, I think, the most important institution we have. It is the unparalleled.
Marriage provides stability.
Well, it's the original Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. The social scientists who've looked at the family say, if you didn't have this, you'd have to invent it, because there's nothing that can raise children as effectively.
It's a relatively modern invention. Marriage was about chattel. It was a property arrangement at a certain point.
But the family relationship is not modern.
So why not encourage gay people to join in that family arrangement if that is what provides stability to a society?
Well, I think if gay... Gay people are members of families. They are already members of families.
What?
Their sons, their daughters.
Yeah. And that's where the buck stops?
It's a revelation.
The gay ceiling?
It's a debate about whether you think marriage is between a man and a woman.
I disagree. It's a debate about whether you think gay people are part of the human condition or just a random fetish.
No. They're...
We'll continue this. You can respond.
You know what? If I were gay, I'd marry Jon Stewart.
Okay, well, at least you
but
got
But I'm
your...
not gay.
It's
not
great,
that there's
it's
anything
great
that wrong
you admit
with
it.
That.
I'm happy you admit it.
Well.
That's nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you know, Jon Stewart, he raises a very good point about what, I guess, how people view homosexuality and all its incarnations, whether you're, you know, gay or lesbian or...
Okay,
you know,
well,
bisexual.
let me ask this as more
Catholic.
Of a...
Catholic.
Let me ask this as more of a roundtable. Then we'll start. We know your opinion.
To you,
the gay argument is more like an equal rights argument.
Well, to me, actually, I mean, I look at it more of a sociological, philosophical argument.
Smaller words, please.
Okay. I look at it more of a social rights.
Okay, social argument, rights. Yeah. So let me ask you then. You believe that gays should marry?
I believe so because. A lot of people get the misconception that if you're Christian or if you're Catholic or something, that you naturally have to be anti-homosexual.
Right.
And I really don't think that's the point. I really don't think that's true because, I mean, if you really start understanding Christianity, and I could bust out a couple of Bible verses that would make the right wing cringe in terror. But really, what...
Why not? Go bust it out.
Well, bust it out, yo.
I'd have to look
Oh, you have to look
up.
It up?
Yeah,
okay,
I'd have to look
some
it
of the
up,
time.
So. No, but I believe, I mean, I may be a Christian, but I also believe that as human beings, regardless of your sexual orientation, regardless of your sexuality, that we should all enjoy equal rights, especially on a social institution level, such as government, such as, you know, yeah, such as government and such as everything that is protected under that.
Okay.
Separate is not equal.
Okay. I mean, all right. Separate is not equal. I wanted to cut you short because Gorilla. Do you think gays should marry and have the same marriage rights that straights do?
Damn sure. If you're old enough to go over there and fight in the war, because it's like they say, freedom isn't free.
Right.
So if we're fighting for everybody else to have their freedom of speech and everything else, why can't they?
Fair enough. Murphy?
I think faggots should be allowed to get married so they can lose half their shit and be miserable just like the rest of us.
Thank you. So, I mean, I think we're all in agreement because I agree. Yeah. I believe, you know, gay people should have totally equal rights, marriage and divorce and everything.
This is not a... It is not a...
You know what?
And it's not going to come about the fall of society.
Well, gay argument's like part religious and part tax.
Don't forget what Rick Santorum said. If we let gays get married, the next thing you know, people are going to be fucking their pets.
And that's not true.
No, but that's Rick Santorum.
I know. Yeah. I mean, look at Murphy.
Really. Gays can't get married, and he still is fucking his pets.
Well, no. There's a big difference between finding connection with another human being on a human level that you want to spend your rest of your life with and finding connection with your dog.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I mean, it's a very different relationship there.
Dogs don't draw pension. Yeah,
exactly.
They both
or collect alimony. Okay, maybe Chris's dog does.
Sound like his dog. Did you record that in his garage?
No, that does not sound like
my dog. That does not sound like your dog.
My dog's a lot louder and a lot more
annoying.
Yeah. No. Oh, Jesus. He now howls at the alarm clock.
Nice. So I think we're all pretty much in agreement here. Anybody?
Faggots should be allowed to get married.
Yeah. Anybody in the chat room? Anybody have a comment there? Go ahead and let us know. And also give us a call because, you know, Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever, is on the air.
Ever.
1-866-587-6257. We always want to hear your phone calls. So don't forget, we have the cam and chat up and running, and you can also go check out and give us a call. Why don't we go ahead? We're going to cut to our first break. I know Gorilla's like, but isn't that already a break? We're going to actually just cut to our first break. You okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm great. Cut to the break so I can kick your ass.
Oh, shit.
Chase me.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. You're
kick
listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Okay. You two stop and him do it because it sounds way better.
You want to hear the monkey do it, don't you?
We want to hear the monkey
dance,
do it.
Monkey, dance.
Spankwagon Radio. You sound like a queer when you do it every time.
This tour with Elton John, and we know you're very disappointed. This song is called Big Shot. What they were all we
listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're always like, leave my mic up. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Guest in the chat room goes, what's up, Gorilla?
What's up?
So, yes, Gorilla is back with us. So
who the
show
is my guest?
Who is guest?
It's guest, someone who hasn't
it's
changed their
just
name.
Someone
who
doesn't have a nick yet. That's all right.
All right,
all right, we're back. What did you want to do there, Murray?
Yeah. Oh, we have something really interesting this week.
What?
Whoa.
Well, yeah. It seems...
Why is Gorilla glowing?
Exactly.
Dude.
It seems there was an interesting side effect from the drugs that Gorilla was on. That side effect was he's become in tune with the universe perfectly.
I'm not gay like you, but I'm in tune.
But he's psychic. We have a psychic monkey.
Definitely. I wrote up some horoscopes because I was just in tune. I was feeling the stars, the sun, the third house and all that fun crap. So
Murphy's cock.
That's the
jealous?
Second house. And it's a two-story.
Shut up.
You're right. It's a mobile home.
Anyways, here's my horoscopes that I got for you, ladies and gentlemen out there. Libra, your unique ability to communicate and help others see your point and view will come in handy this week. I got sloppy handwriting, dude. Give me a break. When you have to sit down with your boss and explain why his daughter has crabs. Oops. And why your insurance request will include the same treatment for you. Those skills will also be invaluable when you meet your wife's new attorney.
Wow.
That is so for all you Libras.
That's Libras. What else do we got?
For the Scorpions. I hate you motherfuckers because you always want to fight, but hey, that's all right. Scorpio, the take charge attitude. Imagine that and passionate lover my ass. Shit you've been spewing in the bars and try to pick up chicks at the bar might actually pay off. Be on the lookout for a pair of Gemini twins with low self-esteem, which obviously would be Mr. Preacher over there and probably one of his...
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
Are you a Gemini, Chief?
No.
I'm a Scorpio.
My fiance.
I was just going with the low self-esteem because he'll give it up to any dude that walks up and grabs his ass.
Else we got?
We got Pisces. Your ability to adapt and overcome will be most useful this week. The planets have aligned, and apparently the phrase... Would you like fries with that? Is in your star chart. On the plus side, you do get a nifty uniform.
Rock on. Nice. So, Pisces people, there you go.
There
Keep
you go.
Look out for fries.
Got a little bit there. So
Taurus.
More.
Yeah,
more.
Taurus.
He's got the dude. Can you blame him? He was in tune Taurus. With the universe the first time in his life.
Good news. Yeah. Those investments you made will net you a shitload of money over the next few months.
Why couldn't he have used that sick time to learn to read?
He's never learned to read.
The bad news is that your stockbroker who violated several FTC regulations getting you into those great deals will be caught in an embarrassing situation involving a chicken, 3 pounds of lard, and a Guatemalan boy. Damn, that sounds like, never mind, I'll be nice. Your lucky number is 8 to 10 with the time off for good behavior.
Wow,
hey,
that
is
awesome.
Just remember, 10 to 15 will get you 15 to 20.
So that is...
And you would know that from that little young boy.
This week's Psychic Monkey.
Okay, you can cut the glowy thing. That's creepy.
Yeah, shut it down, dude. You're burning electricity.
He can't control it!
Oh, God, why?
It's like...
How do you know?
Oh, God!
Oh, thank fucking...
Wow.
Ouch.
So wow. That was this week's Psychic Monkey Report.
I hope you all enjoyed your horoscopes.
Okay. Wow.
All right. So do we got any news?
Yeah. I've been browsing some of the news.
Oh, you know what? Let me mention this real quick. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We are on MySpace now.
That's right.
Spankwagon is on MySpace. You go to myspace.com/spankwagon.
Really?
Or just go to spankwagon.net, click on the linky poo, and there you go.
So you can be our friends, please.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
We want to see.
We need
what's
more
interesting
friends.
Is seeing who has joined us as friends that I never knew were listeners.
Well, yeah.
That is a nice thing because there's a couple people that I didn't know were even listening that were friends. I'm like, oh, that's great. How come you never joined the chat room? Oh, well.
Well, maybe.
Because they're
antisocial. Well, speaking of MySpace, I was browsing the news wires here, and a Tuscola teen
Tuscola?
Tuscola. I don't know where that is.
Tuscola?
Yeah.
Tuscola.
A 16-year-old Tuscola County girl has been detained by Jordanian authorities after she ran away to the Middle East to see a West Bank man she met on a popular website,
MySpace.
Sean Lester, 41, said her daughter, Catherine, a National Honor Society student at some kind of high school, persuaded her in April to help her get a passport so she could go on a two-week vacation to Canada with a friend's family. Well,
she lied.
She took a little detour to Jordan.
How the fuck do you... There's a lot of paperwork you have to fill out to get to Jordan. I mean, she's an honor student, so obviously she can read and write, but... Is that even just a little bit suspicious? What story did she tell, I wonder?
That's the story. She said she was going to Canada.
Wait. I can just see it now. I'm sorry. It's like sitting on the plane. Jihad! We are not going to Canada! Wow. That's
a pretty vivid imagination you got there, bro.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as when you fucking start to glow.
And it goes on to say that no one suspected the teen was leaving the country until Wednesday when Catherine Lester's stepmother looked at the teen's MySpace account and learned of the older man.
Oh, good job for the stepmother. Great fucking job right there, because if a teenager, anybody is stupid. Stupid enough.
Yeah, regardless if you're a freaking honor roll student. I mean, what the hell?
Well, okay, why? So she wanted to go meet a 41-year-old man. Has she ever seen that movie where the woman meets the Middle East man, basically becomes an in-living
slave? Not without my daughter.
Not without my daughter, thank you. Becomes a live-in slave in their country.
Yeah.
Can't do shit.
Gotta love a good jihad.
Wow. Well, apparently, you know, the girl is in custody, and she's going to probably be deported now. And
have her clit chopped off.
Yeah.
Snip.
It'd be sewn up, actually. Sewn up.
Sewn up?
Yeah, that or burned off.
How do you know this?
It's actually one of the biggest human rights violations that they find in Africa. A lot of African tribes deprive women of any kind of sexual pleasure.
Yep.
Yeah, but fuck. Imagine how tight they are when they.
So why are there no UN sanctions going on in your apartment?
Yeah, and there's the crickets. You faggot.
Wow.
All right. So that's interesting. So she went over to Jordan.
Yeah, she went over to Jordan to meet this guy, and she was detained by Jordanian authorities, and. FBI
Get her done. God damn. Sorry.
And here's this guy. We can be in love, he said. Talk about some other things and you can be in trouble. This guy's like trying to make his conquest of this 16-year-old legitimate.
What do you mean?
Well, no, he's just trying to tell everybody that in Jordan it's legal to...
Well, of course he's going to tell everybody that. Dude, he's going to try to de-vilify himself as soon as possible.
I mean, I just think that this is a good... I mean, it's another really good story that parents need to become involved in what their kids are doing online.
Well, yeah, but at the same point, you know, 5 to 10 years between two people that love each other is okay, but 30 years is just...
Well, not only that, but... Well, this is, 20 years because she's 18, he's 30, or
okay,
he's 40-something.
He's in his 40s.
Now, wait a minute. 20 years isn't bad, and Chief knows this. I had a relationship before I got married with a woman who was double my
age. Yeah, but you weren't 16.
No.
No, you were much older.
She was in a coma.
Well, you know, they don't put up that much of a fight. So
yeah, but the thing is, you know, when you get to a certain age or a certain level of maturity, an age gap is more acceptable than when it's a teenager and someone older. You know, I mean, when you're a teenager, you want to date and see somebody that's relative close to your age.
You want to fuck.
You know what I'm saying.
You wanted to fuck.
I still want to fuck, monkey.
Sick. And you guys call me gay because of my shirt.
I'm so glad they're on that
side
of the table.
Here Murphy's trying to stick his cock in Gorilla's ass.
We don't call you gay because of the shirt. That's just an accent.
Wow.
Yeah, the shirt adds a little panache towards that whole gay. Pentagon has set its sights on social networking websites. Basically, they're now taking a look at all of the different MySpace things, and they're starting to do data mining on it. Gleaning any bit of information that they can off of sites like MySpace, Friendster, and what's the one that's in schools? Is that Friendster?
I think that is Friendster. Yeah.
But basically, what they're doing right now is they're going to start using, again, keyword manipulation and things of that nature to start going through these pages and catching terrorists.
Well, not only that. I mean,
because hey, if teenagers are stupid enough to tell everybody what they're doing online, terrorists.
Well,
will
actually,
be too.
I mean, a lot of police agencies have used MySpace and Friendster as a way of detecting whether or not kids are going to go into their high schools and start blowing places up, like with Columbine. I mean, we've ran news stories about 3 or 4 news stories so far about kids. You know, planning this stuff online and being caught at the last minute.
Doesn't that involve somewhere an invasion of privacy, though?
It does,
well, no,
but...
No, it doesn't, because you're actually posting this
in a public forum.
It's very clearly labeled in the AUP that this is a public forum, and what you post there, you're responsible for, which means that's how they protect themselves based on copyright violations. Like, MySpace can't get in trouble. MySpace can't get in trouble if I post up a video that shouldn't be posted up, but I can't, because that's my responsibility. I'm the one who put it up.
Ah, that makes sense. Then.
So basically what they're saying here is it's a group of the Advanced Research Development Activity, or ADRA. They're going to be working with the NSA and the NSA's money, preferably, to start developing ever-increasingly complex ways to spy on people using data mining and data mining tools. Kind of scary, but you know what? What you're doing is you're going to force more things underground for people who are intelligent.
Pretty much.
Also this week, a new thing opened up, another social networking site. This time it's ran by Red Hat, the OS software company.
Yeah, it's
the
Linux company. Not even that. It's a server download you can pull down and actually open your own one.
Yep. So it'll be an open source MySpace that you can run on your own.
Isn't it? What is it? I can't remember the name.
Right. I don't remember what it's called.
You're going to have to explain it more for the idiots out there.
Basically, it allows you to create your own MySpace system.
Your own, the protocol and the setup and
so you can have like your own little thing with your friends and shit.
Can be Gorilla Space.
It could be Gorilla Space instead of MySpace.
GorillaSpace.net.
And people join up to Gorilla Space to network between each other and you.
And get bananas.
Keep it up, dude.
I try.
That make you happy there over there?
No.
He loves the violence. Hey,
I saw another news article. What?
Don't you even fucking do it.
Yeah. Here you go, man. For 8,000 pounds, a cat that won't make you sneeze.
What?
Yeah. Apparently, scientists have developed a breed of cat that will not trigger allergies in humans.
Nice.
The hypoallergenic cats cost nearly 8,000 pounds each and have been created by an American genetic engineering firm. The company says it has received thousands of inquiries from allergy-prone cat lovers worldwide.
So basically, it's a hairless pussy.
And we all know how much we love hairless pussy.
Bald pussy.
Yummy. And of course, Murphy has to take it one step further. So. I always feel dirty sitting next to him.
You're not sitting next to me. You're sitting across from
me. I don't care.
Spatially challenged Spick.
Ooh. So what? Do you guys got any
good alliteration?
News?
Actually, I have something really kind of fucked up, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier. You know me being the consummate baseball fan. For those of you that haven't been paying attention, there's a young gentleman by the name of Grimsley. He was a pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. That was until he got a phone call from his wife saying that there were 13 IRS agents sitting in his house holding a package of human growth hormone that was his and would like to talk to him. Grimsley came home, had a nice conversation with them, and started singing like a canary.
He
started talking about where he could get all his shit, where he got all his shit, and then they tried to get him to wear a wire so he could go after Bonds. Now, the rumor is he named 6 people, an indictment or an affidavit was posted. The names of the people
they've been blanked out.
Been blanked out, but the rumor is it is 4 current players and 2 former players. So Mr. Grimsley, who right after he was basically arrested, he called the front office and requested a release. They released him, and he's still getting the $825,000 that he's owed.
How the fuck?
Easy. It's in their contract, man. They've got these whole, like, no-compete, no-screw-me contracts that unless it's something completely heinous, they will never lose the money that
they've signed. Don't you miss the days of the Negro League where you could just fuck a guy out of it? Sorry.
What? And then we have protesters outside again.
Thank God nobody ever calls in.
Wow.
Yeah, really? Yeah. So,
let's see if we can get Louis Farrakhan on the phone.
Oh, fuck no. I get enough of the dudes trying to hand me a copy of the Last Call. I'm like, dude, if it's the Last Call, why is the next one out?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, going on that...
Final Call.
Going on illegal steroids and sports and everything, a lot of high schools around the nation right now are starting to drug test their
And that's
their
sad.
Players.
That is absolutely sad.
You know what, though?
But you know actually, why? It's because of the big sports.
Now, as long as they use the same doping standards that the Olympic Federation uses, I think that's perfectly acceptable.
The problem with the Olympic doping deal is there's a lot of accusations that always fly. And what will happen is we'll start hearing more and more accusations.
The accusations can fly, but the science backs it up. The problem we have right now with HGH is it requires a blood test.
Yes.
And even then, it isn't conclusive. The blood tests can be subjective.
Yep.
So, that still fucks with you.
I personally think that Gorilla has been on HGH.
Nah, Gorilla hasn't been on HGH. He's a steak and potatoes kind of guy.
Definitely. Just the kind of guy that
steak and potatoes and neighbor's cat.
Yeah, but at least he won't sneeze when he eats the
pussy.
There
you go.
He's not
going to
sneeze.
We're
going to
get
pussy.
You a hypoallergenic pussy, Gorilla.
Sweet.
He's got one at home.
One that runs away from him?
No, he's found the back. Oh, shit. He's getting ready to hit me again.
Yeah.
I might as well. Here, hit it in the what? Other one.
What? He's warming it up.
Wait.
He's
get the other one because this one's sore. It's not like he ever eats this one anyway.
Oh, shit. Oh. Not in the face. Ow.
Oh, he got the. What muscle is that? What is that?
Arm.
No, which one is this back here, Chief?
Yeah, it's a tricep.
Faggot, you knew what that was. It's your goddamn arm.
Okay, that was stupid.
I was just going to bait you into that all night.
Seriously, but this guy knows every fucking muscle group there is out there.
Look, how much weight did you... How fat were you
before you exercised? Okay, you guys know this, but... did you know me when I was
He was a big fat chick.
Yeah, no, at my maximum weight, I was 200 and about 90 pounds.
You've seen that movie, Movie Date?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's basically the
dude bastard.
Version of the chick.
Okay, so
right now I'm hovering around just under 200.
Okay.
So, you know, I dropped about a good 90 pounds there, you know?
And you changed that fat to muscle.
Yeah.
So, you know what? He did it to be better and healthier and live longer, okay? You're a fucking beanpole, and you're like, I'm not eating meat. I'm stop drinking.
You know what? I'm a beanpole, but I'm just like my dad. I look like a straw with a kidney bean stuck in it somewhere. I have this gut right in the middle, and that's it.
So what do you do to exercise?
Nothing. Not much right now.
See, that's the problem with a lot of people is, you know, it's not the dieting. It's not the weight loss. It's not necessarily even what you eat. It's how much you exercise.
Fucking motivation.
Get out and fucking do something. Don't fucking sit in your car or sit in front of a goddamn computer all the time. I'm going to stop you.
Wanking off.
Well, he's got a really strong forearm.
I know. His right forearm is...
You only play the montage. You don't do any shit else. You're like, this is a montage for you crawling out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much. Crawl out of bed, knock over a couple of beer bottles.
Gorilla just picked up a couple of weights and he's like freaking pumping them right now. What the hell?
Wow. I can see Chief right now trying to do the crane kick off the mic stand.
But my point is, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, well, you have to, you know, you have to sit here and diet and, you know, eat all this and starve yourself of that. And
you just have to have physical activity equal to or exceeding the amount of caloric intake you're receiving.
Well, exactly.
See, for me, the primary reason I stopped eating meat, I stopped eating meat and stopped drinking soda.
But you're not a vegetarian, right?
No, I eat eggs.
It promotes the eating of animals.
I eat healthy.
Dude, you know what? Like I said earlier, eat more fish and chicken.
I know.
And even pork.
I don't do
the small
reason,
amounts.
But
the
reason
other
I switched,
meat.
The reason I switched my diet like this is because my stomach. You guys have seen it. I've had to rush out of here and shit.
Dude, you just had bean burritos and you freaking ran.
No, that was I had to take a whiz, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Why did it smell like gasoline then?
Because that was the shit coming out of his ass.
Corona and bean burritos. It isn't quite Montezuma. It's more like Monty Hall's revenge.
Exactly. I had tofu for the first time ever yesterday.
Okay, what did you think?
Tofu isn't bad.
Tofu and string beans for lunch. That was really good, and I decided I would try and make some tofu. So for dinner last night, we had tofu pad thai.
So you had noodles and nuts.
Noodles and beans. But for dinner, we had
beans and noodles!
Frankie Beans. Frankie Beans.
Noodles. Frank the Beans. Frank the Beans.
Yeah, but for dinner, I had made tofu pad thai, and it was all right. I mean, I got to get your recipe for tofu chili, unfortunately.
Ah, yes.
It wasn't half bad at
all. I wonder what camera that is.
I have a recipe for tofu chili.
You think it's that one?
What?
No, yeah, it is.
What? That back one on the wall? What? Nope. Yeah. No, it's that one.
No. Nope.
It's this one over here.
No, it was the back one on the wall. Oh. It just went funky. All right, so keep going.
So, yeah, I just, I switched my diet. I haven't, basically.
Well, I'll tell you what. Dropping the soda is going to save a ton. It's going to save you a ton of money. Yeah. It's going to make you feel better. I lost like 10 pounds the minute I stopped drinking soda, almost like that.
Well, a lot of that is sugar.
Keep
intake.
Looking at me so I can knock you in the other arm.
And here's the thing. Back in the 80s and the 90s, nobody really cared that much about what they were eating. And really, if you go back and you look at the nutritional content of things like cereal, like breakfast cereals, if you look at the nutritional content of little snack foods and crackers, you'll find that there's two main ingredients that about 95% of the companies...
High fructose corn syrup
and hydrogenated oils. Those are the two biggest messed up chemicals that you find in 95% of the American diet.
Now, as a matter of fact, what you want to do is go to some grocery stores and you're not eating healthy... Even though it may look like it's supposed to be healthy and act like it's healthy, if it has more than maybe five ingredients to accomplish what it needs.
So you're saying if I eat better, I can heal faster?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One of your problems have been, and I'm sorry, I talked to your woman about this.
Somebody's fingers over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You told me you were going to do that.
She's a little bandaged up. Apparently, some small Guatemalan boy tightened up his asshole a little too tight.
Which is why he's got the leather wristband on and the Band-Aids.
So, the cutting the gay jokes out. But seriously, when you by eating healthier, by staying away from the sodas and stuff, and I dare say, cut back on the booze.
Yeah. No. Alcohol itself has a lot of empty calories in it. I'm a big fan of the booze.
You could tell me you cut out soda, but if you're drinking like two beers a night.
No.
You know what? Two beers a night, a glass of wine, like that.
A glass of wine is one thing, because a glass of wine has antioxidants.
Yeah, I know.
Red wine. Not necessarily white wine, but definitely red wine.
A beer is good for you, too. It's got iron in it. But no, I drink maybe a beer a night. Maybe. If that. Some nights, I'll drink two, but... On the average.
Substitute anything you're thirsty for drink water.
Oh, yeah.
Another cute trick. Another trick, if you're hungry but it's not quite dinner time, have a drink of water.
Yeah, that's very true. It'll help fill you up. And also, like, for people who are really active in sports and who are really active at the gym and everything, really watch out about what's in your sports drink.
What?
Honestly. Yeah, like Gatorade or things
Gatorade
like that.
Gatorade has so much sugar.
Gatorade is supposed to be like the...
Okay, it does have electrolytes. It does have a way of bringing water back in your system.
Gatorade does is it has... And like, let's say you're running, you're just doing enough exercise to maybe drain yourself a half a tank. Right. Okay, using a metaphor. What Gatorade does is give you a tank and a half. Yeah. So it's overdoing it. So then your body gets all that extra crap and it doesn't know what to do with it, so it's going to go into fat storage. That's why you don't want to eat just one time a day. Your body goes, you want to eat every three hours or so. Yeah. And even if it's just taking a granola bar, like every a legitimate granola bar.
Yeah, but really small meals.
Peanuts. I eat a lot of peanuts.
Not like huge like steak and potatoes. That's obvious.
Tons of protein.
Yeah.
Tons of protein.
I eat a lot of peanuts and some dried fruit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's...
So, because every few hours when you eat, it doesn't have to be a meal. Have regular meals and just snack a little. Yeah. It's like, and I gotta
just
say
make sure what you're snacking on is whole and not processed.
Exactly. Those
so
tiger's
every three
milk.
Hours, they should have a
those tiger's milk. I'd avoid them. I'd avoid anything to overly processed.
That's what I have for breakfast: the tiger's milk, peanut butter, and honey protein bar. Yeah.
I mean, if you're really, if you're, water, I'll be totally honest. If you're, is this a breakfast on the go or is this a breakfast at
on
home?
The go? On the okay, go. I'm always on the go.
That's a little harder, but check out things like Whole Foods Market or Sunflower Market here in Vegas.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah. They'll sell the equivalent of those.
Except without
much
all the
better
crap.
Ingredients, without as much.
I have
crap.
Also had sausage McMuffins from McDonald's, minus the sausage and just the egg.
But here's the thing: that kind of stuff, the fat and the grease content. And come on, honestly, that's not egg. Okay,
no, it really is an egg.
It's some kind of processed pseudo egg. That's the only kind of egg that you can find made by science.
No, it really is an egg. I've watched them make them in the back. I stood there.
So you saw the chicken take a crap?
No, but I saw them pull the egg. I saw them pull the egg things out, and I saw them take the eggs, and I saw them put the little round metal shapes
in the place.
I cracked the eggs in there and cooked them that way.
So while you were at McDonald's, really, what part of the chicken is the nugget?
Fuck if I know. Dude, I don't know.
Beaks and assholes.
You ever seen a chicken with a? You ever seen a chicken with a boot? That always seems to be one McNugget that looks like that.
Oh, boots.
No, you know that's that. And you know, for lunch, I generally stop at Wendy's and I have the Caesar side salad and I have a baked potato and I have a bottle of water. You know, and then I'll eat peanuts during the day to keep me up and going, or I'll trail mix or some dried fruit.
Dude, you're like the health nut that I like to beat the shit out of.
No, dude, I just...
You know, because I like to eat my hamburger.
Well, I mean, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I have a problem with it. Anyone can eat whatever the hell they want. I'm not eating meat out of some fucking pita shit. I'm just not eating meat because it fucks my stomach.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's good because you're listening to your body. You're saying, you know what? This stuff freaking makes me feel like ass, so I'm gonna stop eating.
And if anybody should be fucking listening to their body, it's you. I'm gonna tell these assholes what's going on.
How's your arm feel?
Fuck off. Do you know why he's been sick? Do you know why he's been sick?
Why have you been sick?
Because his medication has been messing with his stomach, and because all he drinks is soda, his stomach lining is gone, and it's just messing with his digestion.
Thank you for caring.
I do care.
The more you know.
No, I love you too, man. I love you.
But you know, that's what it is, too, man.
What I tell you the other day, I said, lay off the soda. Drink the water, eat some veggies.
Murph's not going to make it here next week.
Maybe not. And neither will you, because your ass will be attached to a fucking toilet.
That's if he could have a steak wrapped around a Dr. Pepper can and eat the whole thing, he would.
You know, actually, Dr. Pepper makes a good marinade.
It does.
Steak.
But here's the thing. Like, we're doing at my work, we're doing this, like, a bet of three of us supervisors where we're trying to lose weight and we set ourselves goals. And one person who knows about the bet, our manager, was going, haha, I'll sabotage it. So he tried to leave, like, donuts and stuff like that.
Oh, that's messed up.
Well, their idea is to fucking cut, like, eating all together. Like, if they don't have to eat, they're going to win the bet. Me, I'm like, yeah, I'll have a donut. And I ate the donut. He's like, but how come you eat the donut? I go, easy. I have maintained my weight for several years the way it is now. Any exercise, and it's going to go down.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty
I'm just
going to
keep eating almost the way I do. I already eat healthy as it is. So now I just need that last bit, that eating healthy. Now I need to do that exercise.
Cardio,
so
dude.
I'm in the gym three days a week, out at the batting cages anywhere I can get them, you know? Yeah.
Now, I actually have audio of those other coworkers of yours, the ones who aren't eating.
Yes.
This is their stomachs. Just sitting there all day long.
Yes, all day long, distracting the hell out of everyone.
Now, these other ones, do they have the general secretary spread that most employees there
not
get?
Not necessary, but they got the guy spare tire.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, the
secretary spread.
Oh, yeah, that's spread. Where the ass just goes.
Yeah.
All
right, I'm looking at the time. Murph, do you got some music for us?
Do you want music? I got music.
You got about 15 minutes of it?
I got music.
Musica.
I got music.
Musica.
Yeah, I got some. Don't, dude, don't. I'm tired of it, so knock it off.
Is that a challenge?
No, it's not a challenge.
Is that
but
a
if
challenge?
You want to ride
ladies
home tonight,
gentlemen, we have just had a challenge in the studio.
But if you want to ride home tonight, and if you want to stop and get the chicken,
what
I
makes
know,
you think I can't beat the shit out of you?
Will you just
keys?
Play the goddamn music and argue amongst
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
You really need to cut those down.
Yeah, dude.
We were dancing in the
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Just fucking spit the phlegm out, motherfucker.
Fine. Spankwagon Radio.
Okay.
Well, it's different. don't know if it's good. Hey,
let's see if we can make him feel at home.
Wow. I've never seen that kind of reaction in Gorilla before.
So he's a psychic monkey. And
yep. Hey, do you need another beer?
I would love another beer.
Chief,
give me one.
Beer?
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. Hi.
I know why he said that, too. He's like, I'm not getting it. All right. So anyhow, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. I'm Trencher, and this is the rest of the crew. Actually, we got to wait for Murphy to get back in here because I wanted to talk about a social engineering experiment.
Yay!
That was completely fucking awesome.
The one I posted on the forum?
The one you posted on the forum. We all found it at the same time. It was great. What basically had happened is this company that's hired to find weaknesses in computer systems and software wanted to find one of the, you know, wanted to kind of help this bank that hired them and find all their weaknesses. Well, they did pretty good with all the passwords and all not, you know, certain websites and things like that. Here's where they failed miserably, though. The company that does these tests, they went out and planted on the property of the bank about 20 USB thumb drives, the same kind of thing that
that we use to carry
that
all
we
the
use.
Stuff
you know,
store,
it's a one like one, you know, one of these.
Okay, one of those things.
Just left them all around. What was on there though was, you know, regular, like a couple pictures, a song, but in an invisible folder in an invisible file was a little Trojan virus. Then what it did is when that was plugged in and once it mounted, it auto-mounted the program and then started sending back anything that was like not necessarily a keylogger, but any time a password or any username or other bits of confidential information like a phone number was entered
started emailing it back.
It emailed it back to the security site, the people who run the security check software or whatever you want to call them. Huge, huge social engineering trick because it really was manipulating people without even talking to them. It suckered them. Ooh, what's this? Because they didn't, these people, super secretive about passwords, don't log into anything they don't need to log into.
Yep.
Put that thumb drive in, put that flash drive in, boom, without question, without hesitation.
How many times have you gone to your parents' house or someone's house you know and flipped over to the keyboard and found a post-it note with passwords and usernames written on the other side?
Exactly. And I'll be honest, I mean, I have written down my passwords in a secured place and locked up because there's times I just get tired of memorizing passwords, and every one of my services and everything I do, each password is unique and different.
See, I have about five that I filter through.
No, I have quite a few. I mean, I have hundreds of different sites and hundreds of just jotted down passwords. Whether they work anymore, I don't know, but they're jotted down and I have them.
Have you been to SpyMac recently?
Not lately, no.
SpyMac has a new interesting system. Not only do you have a password, you have a username password, you have a pictogram password.
A Ketchka.
Yeah, three images.
Three images that you have to enter in the words or letters that are on there.
No, you have to select the... No. It has three pictures that you can scroll through like a combination lock of pictures. Very Johnny Mnemonic. Find the three pictures you need. Boom, boom, boom. Lets you in.
Very interesting.
I like those.
You know, that's... I don't know. There's something about that that's kind of different. I mean, it's good different. But again, when you're dealing with something like that, three pictures, how many different pictures?
I think there's five different pictures.
So, basically you're dealing with...
There's five on each roll. There are three rolls, and each roll is different.
So you only have 15 different combinations.
No, 15 total
pictures.
No,
15. No.
We need a math whiz here.
Yeah, it's something like 15 to the third power.
Yeah, it's 15
or something.
It's 3 to the 5 power.
Yes.
It's 3 to the 5th power. So whatever it is that is mathematically, that's how many choices you get. So 30,000? No, that seems too much.
Yeah, it's less than that.
That seems way too much. 3 to the 5th power? Maybe it's 5 to the 3 power, so they have 500 choices. Yeah, 500 choices is what it would be.
Yep.
So, you know, someone still could brute force that.
Yeah, but it would take a lot more, especially on a graphical system.
On a graphical system, yeah, but you'd still have to, you know, there'd still be the ability to brute force it. Personally, I think that's very interesting because I would probably be just as susceptible. Ooh, a thumb drive. What's on it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would plug that bad boy in and try to figure it out right away.
See, but you and I would plug it in and we'd be fine.
Well, of course we would be. But we do, well, you know, there's other people out there, even Windows, you know, that would be able to, you know, I guess Vert's saying 125. 5 to the third power is 125 options.
Thank you, Vert.
Thank you, Vert. I was way off by 500.
All I'll say is ask the guy with the creepy Bach hairdo.
Yeah, really. So, you know, it's a huge security risk.
But all in all, it's still a very interesting concept. It shows how susceptible people are to that sort of thing.
Think about it. If you found a floppy disk on the ground back in the day, or if you found a 5 1/4 inch floppy on the ground, you're like,
don't copy that floppy.
Exactly.
Is Vert thinking he's funny?
I think so.
Yeah. He is. He thinks he's hilarious. So basically, yeah, I mean, there's a huge, huge thing to look out for.
It's kind of a neat, I mean, you hear social engineering experiments, something like that all the time, you know, between that or flash mobs or the assassin game, you know, all kinds of different things. And it's really interesting to see just how predictable human behavior is.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is, I mean, if you want to bring social engineering into the equation, read some Isaac Asimov. Read his Foundation novels. Like, seriously, like, his whole Foundation series is based off of social engineering.
Well, not only so the Isaac Asimov, but look at Philip K. Dick and his stuff. Social engineering right there. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Asimov, like...
I know. Yeah. Gorilla's lost because he doesn't read books.
I feel like I'm out of
I mean, well, Asimov put forward this whole theory that human beings as social groups are mathematically predictable.
Who the fuck is on the drugs, me or you?
Philip K. Dick.
Philip K. Dick was a schizophrenic, and he wrote as he thought.
Yeah.
He wrote some of the best writing ever.
Awesome.
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Did you
see Paycheck? Did you see Paycheck the movie?
I saw Paycheck.
He wrote that.
Minority Report.
Yeah.
Minority Report, which was a really cool physical book, the way he wrote it.
Yeah.
On a big, long tablet pages, which was really cool. But no, I mean, yeah, Philip K. Dick has some, and I've got a lot of his short story books, too. Some of the stuff that he puts forward that people think of, like, yeah, guys who write like that are just...
Well, back to the point, though. The social engineering thing, you know, social engineering is taking advantage of stupid people.
Mm. Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily do that. It's using social methods to take advantage of almost anyone.
Yeah.
Because there have been some really smart people that have fallen in for some of this stuff, too. I mean, you can take a look at a lot of the viral...
I will admit, I've been social engineered once.
Really?
Been social engineered once. A coworker got a brand new Palm that had a fingerprint reader, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I kept swiping my fingerprint, and he goes, you realize I collected that 3 times now. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I got social engineered, you know, because of my own, you know, had to play with it.
You know, it's just human behavior, especially, you know, the new fascination with technology. You almost have to have ADD to survive these days. So being able to think that fast and be able to keep up with people and keep that one step ahead really is more of a survival skill now.
And by the way, they said out of 20 thumb drives that were left around,
15
of them were used. Yep. So that's a pretty good ratio. That's a huge ratio.
Yeah.
Now, if you imagine, you know, there's a program out there that you actually have to load the unlock option on a thumb drive. So that way, if you want to use the program, you have to have the thumb drive plugged in because it saves the checksum on the thumb drive.
Yes.
You could save it on your hard drive and it would just be totally useless for security. But if you save the checksum or the safety bit or whatever, the key, if you will, Gorilla, on the thumb drive, well, you need that particular thumb drive, or not necessarily the particular thumb drive, but that particular file. Any way you can get it on the computer to unlock it. A little more secure.
Yeah, actually, we use that a lot at where I work. All our Avid machines, all our networking machines, all have little thumb drive key locks.
I'm sorry, dude, but that just screams Big Brother right there.
You got to look at the industry.
He's
in
the
industry.
Really,
because what you want to do is you don't want people to get in there. You don't want people to look over your shoulder, so you have to use a key.
Well, I mean, Avid uses that to prevent people from selling unlicensed machines to people. You can't use the machine without the little thumb drive. I mean, it's... And if you don't want somebody to use the machine in the building, you just take the thumb drive out and you're
home. Have you seen there's a cool little thumb drive unit, too, that the little USB item plugs in, and it actually holds, I think it's only got like 60 megs on it or 64 megs, but it's got a little button you put in your pocket.
Now, I
got
to clarify, because Vert here says that he called my little giving the thumbprint not social engineering, because fooling someone to giving you information they would not otherwise give you.
Yeah.
I don't normally give my thumbprint to people. That's social engineering.
No. Semen DNA samples, on the other hand, he's freely given.
Whoa.
Oh, that's
wow.
That's
but
funny.
Social engineering is really interesting.
Yeah.
Seeing how human behavior reacts, you know, seeing how people deal with it, and being able to get information out of people based solely on a conversation or, you know, dropping a USB drive or something like that. It's
good
really
book to read. Okay, so good book to read. The Art of Oh, shit. It's a Kevin Mitnick book. There's Art of Deception, and there's The Art of...
I forget.
I can't think of it.
Dalf
Pooh? Awesome book, by the way.
I read that a long time ago. I read that.
Yep.
Basically, go to like kevinmitnick.com. He has two of them. The Art of Deception.
You said that one already.
Yeah.
Then maybe that is a social engineering book. I'm stupid.
Okay, now Vert's keeping up his little crusade. He says, you are not deceived. No, but you were...
Deception. Okay, you weren't... social engineering isn't necessary to be deceived. Could someone bring up Wikipedia and give me a definition of social engineering?
Here, you do it.
Could you do it?
Yeah, I got it.
Bring up... or just Google search social... I mean...
But see, Vert, now he says you volunteered the information without realizing you were given it. You do not willingly give up the information. But you know what? That is being deceived.
That's being deceived.
Deception isn't the part of the person being deceived. It's the person part of the person doing the deception. It's the person who has everything to gain, not the person who has everything to lose.
Right. So
as a political science or computer security. Okay. According to Wikipedia, social engineering is the practice of obtaining confidential information by manipulation of legitimate users.
Thank you. There you go. So I was social engineer.
Yep. You were. You were.
As sad as it is to be proud of...
God bless Wikipedia.
You know, yeah, really. It's sad that I was, but that's exactly it. It's
not always right, but it's always there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you were computer raped.
I was thumb raped. Thumbprint rate.
Ouch.
It didn't hurt that much. It was just a print. All right. So, all right. Ew. So moving on. Anything you guys got?
Dead celebrities.
Oh. Oh, I forgot to load it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Why don't we go? Do we have Shitty MIDI ready?
I got Shitty MIDI ready.
Why don't we cut into Shitty MIDI?
Yay.
All right. Here's how this plays, folks. Now that we got the listeners in the in Spankwagon. We want to ask somebody right now to dial up 1-866.
Sorry.
That's great. I was like, did he just have to use trash? 1-866-587-6257. Anybody on a Macintosh right now listening to the show?
Just laughing their
just,
ass off.
No, either that or freaked out and thought they hit the wrong button. 1-866-587-6257. We want you to call right now because we're going to be playing this week's Shitty MIDI. Let's go ahead, Murphy.
Okay.
Crickets.
Murphy.
Murphy. Oh, this is an easy one.
It's real easy.
Come on, you chat people.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
Or
pick up the damn phone!
For those of you local, that is 702-383-8120.
Oh,
we have a caller.
Thank you for listening.
Now, you know I'm going to be doing terrible at this, but I'll give it a shot again.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Vert.
I think you can hear
me. I think
we lost him.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, yeah. There he is.
All right, Bert, I'm going to restart it just for you, okay?
All right.
It's what?
I said, can they play a second note, maybe?
Well, we'll get there.
All right. Here, let me cut.
Basically,
right.
It's my theme song.
Hey, Juke's in the chat room. Howdy, Juke.
What's up, Juke? All right, that's the...
Okay.
Any guesses, Vert?
I don't even have a clue. I couldn't even follow.
Lame.
Hey, you suck.
Boo. Okay.
Thanks for trying, though, Vert.
We're going to keep going. Anybody can call 1-866-587-6257 or 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Oh, Juke, you got to call it in, buddy.
Come on, Juke.
We need a caller.
We're not taking chat room answers this week.
This week, Shitty MIDI, we need someone to get it.
Give it a number.
All right, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, who's calling?
What up? This is Wilt's Juice. Looking for the gorilla.
Is this your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's up, baby? So
you guys call me gay.
Yeah, really. There was, we knew the whole manly thing was just a show. He really did it over the top.
So, Gorilla, you want to tell us who this is?
That would be my brother-in-law.
That's a good man.
This is this is the brother-in-law.
This is my brother-in-law.
So the chimp-in-law. Chimp. All right.
Chimp-in-law. All right.
There you go.
Do you have a guess as to what this week's Shitty Mitty is?
Do I have a guess? I just handed the phone, so.
Okay, well, here.
Well, that was too bad.
Well, shit, since he's on the phone, we could have restarted
come on.
It.
Well, you just got handed the vote. I hung up. I got a fast trigger figure.
All right.
All right, hit the play.
Come on.
1-866-587-6257.
I hear this? There we go. That was weird.
Whoa.
It got stuck?
Yeah, it did. It was like...
How does a MIDI act like a record?
I have no idea. It's a really bad MIDI.
Murphy's going to start scratching it out.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Give us a call. No one's got it so far.
Well, I mean, Juke has a good idea. He just
but
has
Juke needs to pick
but
up the
Juke
goddamn,
needs to pick up a goddamn phone. It's a toll fucking free call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Hey, Juke's like flipping all of us off right now.
Come on now, guys.
Squeakers is dancing. Squeakers.
Yes, Bert, we're well aware of that. Unfortunately, none of us made it, so we can't control it.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wait, yes, you're on the air.
You are live.
Welcome.
Okay. Oh, you want the answer?
Oh,
yes.
Crap.
Love
I know
the
who
answer.
This is.
It's the Ramones, and it's I Want to Be Sedated.
Yeah! Now, are you ready for your jack shit prize?
What?
Are you ready for your jack shit prize or award?
Is Murphy actually going to mail it out?
Oh.
I really don't think you want a semen sample, though. I mean,
no, this week's jelly.
This week's jack shit prize or award: a complete and me vicious fucking punch to the chest to Murphy.
No,
by Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude, no! Don't
lower those arms.
Oh
take
my
it
God.
Like a man.
Come on.
Arm. Okay. No, chest. Come on!
I think Murphy's punking out.
Oh, he's punking out?
No,
yeah.
He's a wuss. He's crying. He's scared.
He's squealing like a little schoolgirl.
He is absolutely squirt. He's trying to argue it. He's trying to argue.
Take one, you take one.
No, that's not the jack shit prize.
Okay, how about this? I'll take one.
Oh, you're so nice.
Your husband is a pussy.
No, I'll take one.
He's like, no, I won't do it. Your husband needs peer pressure.
Yeah, I know.
He has no mind of his own. You?
No, he does not.
He's your bitch, isn't he?
He is.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
I'll take it. I just want somebody
no,
to
you're taking it first, Murphy. You're taking it fucking first.
Okay, seriously. No fucking bullshit. He has already broken one of my ribs.
Well, he's not going to break a rib now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you going to, Gorilla, are you going to try to break a rib?
No, I'm going to try to puncture a lung.
Okay. Puncture a lung. There you go.
Ready?
No.
Right there, okay? You want it there?
No. Right there?
Oh,
will you just punch him?
Let's go. Ready? Come on. Turn.
God.
Turn.
Oh! Oh.
No,
uh-uh.
I get to give one then, fine.
What? Why are you giving one? No, that's not the deal. Fine, you can't
it.
Change the... Do you want to get yours?
You want to give me one?
Oh, yeah, he can't punch for shit. All right,
no, I'll give one. He just stood there and it just deflected off of him.
All right, well, thank you very much for playing this week's Shitty Mitty.
Congratulations, you have your prize.
One bruised husband. That's great.
That was awesome.
You guys don't even know.
Dude,
I've been getting
you do realize that when you do realize that when you punched Gorilla, I think it did more damage to your hand than it did to Gorilla.
It did. Because Murphy's like, I can punch him, I can do it. Pap! Oh, my
Murphy is now broken.
Oh. Dude. The arm, your boob.
You chose the tit, dude.
Oh. He wanted. He called it. That's a great. You know what? That's the best.
Wait. Juke's saying, hit him on the other side. Fuck off.
That's funny great. Shizzle. That's awesome. And everybody who called in, we appreciate everybody who called in. Let's hear a little bit of the real song.
Yeah, let me bring that up here.
And we again, everybody, Vert and Jelly and your
brother-in-law.
Thank you very much for calling in, and try again next week.
Screw you, ass neck. You're over there behind a fucking wall. You haven't taken a hit yet.
I have too, by a suicide girl.
Oh, yeah, he's got a point.
So you got spanked by a suicide girl, but I get a fucking 2 arm chops and a chest smack from this guy?
Okay, here's the thing. The suicide girl does it professionally. She gets paid to punch people.
She gets paid to knock around Mexicans.
What? What have you been doing to my people, man?
No wonder you volunteered. You're like, hold home week.
You know what? You know what? Seriously, you fucking need a flare chop.
A what?
A flare chop.
Man.
You guys are calling me
I could fucking take it.
Do it, Gorilla.
I could.
You've seen some old school Ric Flair videos.
No.
You haven't seen a flare chop?
You haven't seen a flare chop. Murphy, you want to give me a flare chop?
Give me a flare chop.
Yeah.
For all of you at home,
this is Hell Week.
Murphy is going to give Trencher a flare chop.
He is shaking off his sore knuckles.
And while they're preparing.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Damn.
And while they're preparing for the chop, you guys are listening to the most awesome radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. And here is the sound of the chop.
Here we go.
Dude, what was that?
I caught his fucking hand.
Ooh. That's a pretty good sound.
Wow.
Dude.
And we have just been proven that Murph
is a puss.
Is a pussy.
You, I'm not you really
know what, that's the sad thing is that really didn't even hurt.
He's shaking his knuckles.
That bounced off Trencher.
Look, let's see. Why don't you get over there and give him a flare chop then?
That I would be afraid of.
See?
What's that?
You missed. I took one to the chest a couple of minutes ago.
Show your tit, dude.
Probably the only person that could hit Gorilla back and actually do any damage would either be me or Chief.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
That's a red.
For all of you who are listening at home, Murphy has
war
freaking.
Wounds.
He's got a big freaking bruise on his chest now.
Yeah, definitely.
I think Gorilla has kung fu skills.
Gorilla has kung fu skills.
Now he's showing off his tit.
Yeah, he showed his tit on the cam.
Oh, sick.
For once, we have boobs on the webcam.
Out of my face. I'm sure everybody.
Hey, wait a minute.
Did
the studio troll just come in here and not flash?
Yeah.
Hey, come back.
Damn.
Let's see some nipples.
Yay!
Boo!
Velcro. She just ripped the shit out of the strap. All right.
It's never a dull moment here at Spankwagon Radio.
Thank fucking God. If it was dull, do you think we'd have all of our listeners?
I think the only person who hasn't been beat down today has been me. But I got a verbal beating down
you
earlier.
You got verbally beaten down.
Oh.
Why are you shaking your hand, dude?
You know why? Because I went with the back of the hand instead of the side of the hand.
So you tried to pimp
Six
slap
and
him.
Stones may yeah. break yeah. my bones.
Dude, see, I'm
he tried to camel slap me.
I'm not Ric Flair. I'm not Ric Flair.
Don't you know how they do that, though? They don't do really with
I
the
I know. I know.
It's the motion going across that makes
you
the big chop
You
noise.
Can't look at that, though, and tell me this still doesn't have to
Oh,
sting.
Yeah, because it leaves fucking red marks. Oh. I won't lie right. to you there.
Fucking how many times have you seen
Speaking of wrestling, this Sunday, coming Sunday, the absolute return of...
ECW.
ECW.
ECW. That's right. ECW is coming back for another pay-per-view. Their one night stand.
Another one night stand.
And then comes the new show, which
yes.
is really thrilling.
Weird, though. It's really fucking weird because it's ECW Pro Wrestling, but on the stupidest channel in the world to put pro wrestling on.
Yeah, it's on the Sci-Fi channel.
If you get the Sci-Fi network,
You're kidding me.
You can watch ECW Pro Wrestling. Well, NBC wants to kill the network. That's just how it is.
That would explain it. Why it's being
but the matches for this Sunday, we've got Taz versus Jerry Lawler, which, you know, will be nothing. Then we've got a really interesting looking match. We've got Mick Foley and Edge teaming up against Terry Funk and Tommy Dreamer.
Yep.
Personally, Tommy Dreamer is one of my all-time favorites, the innovator of violence. Any of you that have never seen a Stairway to Hell match, you do not even understand. We've also got Kurt Angle versus Randy Orton for some reason. Then, what should be a really interesting match, we've got Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Sabu.
Sabu.
And then we've got John Cena versus Rob Van Dam for the championship.
So, and this is going to be, this is labeled ECW One Night Stand because they're only going to get one pay-per-view a year, what I understand.
Yeah.
They're not going to be, they're not going to do as much as everyone else. And then after that, they do a full series, a full show.
Yeah, they're going to have a full show going. Play hard, that's a slow gun. All the ladies stare when we step up in the place. Right. Let me give you the current roster for ECW.
Wait, is Macho Man on there?
No, Macho Man's not on there.
Ooh, yeah.
No, we see we've got Axel Rotten and Balls Mahoney.
Balls.
Chief's Mouth. We've got... They've also got Big Show, C.W. Anderson, Danny Doring, Francine, Jazz, and it's funny because I thought Jazz was gone. She's a chick wrestler, kind of mannish. Kurt Angle, Paul Heyman's supposed to be running it. Rob Van Dam, Sabu, Sandman is coming back, which is awesome. Taz, Terry Funk, Tommy Dreamer, and then Tony Mameluke. Of course, the obvious missing person would be Raven.
And the
Dudley Boys, but they're both with TNA. And I'm kind of sad to see it go on without the Dudley Boys, personally. For me, some of the best matches we're watching, just the Dudley Boys just destroy people.
I'll agree. I'll absolutely agree with you on that one. So, yeah, the ECW is making its... And I don't know if it's really a triumphant return because...
But it's a return.
Being returned, but being underneath the WCW or the WWE.
Yeah, but ECW on Sci-Fi, dude. What?
Look. Well, and that's just it. Pro wrestling on Sci-Fi. Like, the only thing I watch on Sci-Fi, I watch Doctor Who season finale tonight. Gotta watch it. Which is a great fucking show, you know, but why?
I watched the original show. He's right. You're a faggot.
Dude, no, the new one, really good. Like, really fucking good.
Really good.
Really good.
I'm sure you're sitting there with...
wet pants and everything. Yes, really fucking good. I'll be gay for Doctor Who, sure. Why not? He's a fucking time traveler, goddammit. All right. He runs around in a phone booth. I bet you like
the
Superman.
TARDIS.
Do you like Superman?
No.
Oh, you like Superman.
I'm the big Superman
He runs around
fan.
In a phone booth. I forgot.
Yeah, I am a big Superman fan. And I have to say, the movie's starting to look a little bit better. They finally put some new commercials out for it. But I still don't have the highest of hopes. So.
Well, you know.
I must admit your debut or your review on the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. That sucked.
Dead on balls. Yeah. And I did take the time to watch the entire thing twice this week just to make sure. Yeah.
I mean, it fell very short of expectations.
Exactly. I mean, for the hype and what you expected, it just...
I just really hope that they don't let, Brett Ratner anywhere near the Magneto or Wolverine movies.
Yeah, we'll see.
If any of you want to go to MacHall.com... No, it's not MacHall. It's the other
one. MacHall's a webcomic.
Yeah, it's another webcomic. AppleGeeks.com.
Okay.
Guy Hawk, they've been doing these little, like, three-panel, like, mini-strips at the bottom of the page. They actually did one about the director of X3, and it shows Hawk. The character kicking him in the nuts.
Yep, that's exactly as it should be. So
I don't know. I think the idea that it's just a fucking movie, people move on. But that was last week's argument. You can actually catch that on our podcasts. So check that out, spankwagon.net.
Yeah, if you want to hear a fun podcast, that's it.
You'll be
caught completely off guard by a violent triad.
Tirade.
You just got pissed.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I would like to recant my prior proclamations for Chief having the worst MySpace page on the entire MySpace network. He has removed all that transparency shit. The page does scroll now. It's still a little emo.
You know, I must admit, I checked that out after the show last week. Jesus, he is not fucking kidding.
What?
It's just fucking slow as hell. You're sitting there trying to scroll down, and it's just.
It's fixed now.
Oh, yeah, dude. This is definitely your
Okay. I'll admit it. I'm pseudo emo. Okay.
Pseudo emo.
Yeah, pseudo. Yes, pseudo.
So now we got new words.
The first step is acceptance.
it's slowly going to go to anger. So.
And then what are you going to do? Cut yourself?
I cut myself to feel.
He already cut his pills. Look at his fingers.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I'm looking at the time, and we got to make sure we're doing the right thing. So I think this time we're going to play this week for Mad Props.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Mad Props to every one of you out there faithfully listening, hanging out with us, and being just fucking cool. Woo! First off, let's give Mad Props to this week's Shitty Mitty winner, Jelly.
Gonna get some tonight, Props.
Not if you're laid up in the hospital. Yeah, no, let's give Mad Props to Performac.com, Juke.
Mad Props.
Hey, he's just surfing the internet, but he's doing it with style because he has us in his ear. Let's give mad props to Kiss Freaks.
Kiss Props.
When you do that, though, you got to put the tongue up.
And let's give mad props to the man who's made of oatmeal, Oat Shit.
Waker Props.
Waker, like that.
Not just good for you.
And finally, his definition of social engineering is a social engineering virtual one.
Incorrect Props.
And that's this week's Mad Props to every kick-ass listener who's live with us tonight. Spankwagon.
You scream like a girl, kid.
Juke wants some extra clackers.
Would you like some cheese with that clackers? What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, he wants clackers. We get boobs in the studio. We win!
Boobies.
All right, so yes. Why are we doing that one?
No, just...
I thought we were doing Dead Celebrities.
For the outro stuff.
No, I got my own stuff.
For the out?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really particular about that.
Oh, wait. I know,
like, one thing anybody's ever... Like, when you guys are always amazed... I'm very protective of the show. Do you have in that A file what you wanted to put in as a bump?
Yeah, I've got
it. Okay, let's play that. And you'll understand, I'm so protective of the wagon. I like taking it too far. But then there's this fucktard.
Hey, look, it's not me, okay?
Oh, yes, it absolutely is you. This one is you.
All right, yeah, I told him to say this one.
Okay, listen to this. Listen to this bump that he wanted. He insisted we play.
Spankwagon Radio. Hey, Rocky. Want to watch me pull an abortion out of my head?
Now, it's funny on some levels because it's making fun of Rocky and Bullwinkle, but hey, do you want to watch me pull an abortion out of my hat?
Yeah,
what
that,
the fuck
dude.
Is wrong with you?
No, we know what's wrong with him.
No, I really want to know from him what is wrong with him. We know.
Nothing.
Does he know? Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with
him. Have you ever heard his phone message when you want him to leave a message?
No. What's your phone message when you...
I don't even remember.
You rape them, we scrape them, no fetus can beat us.
Oh, God, that was so long ago.
Oh, wow.
That was so
You know,
long
I've
ago.
Known Murphy for
almost 20 years.
Hey, ever.
Hey, real quick. Juke just said that my son said, oh, shit. He's two.
Oh, great.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Wait. Juke, you know, you of all people know Spankwagon's meant for a mature audience. What are you doing listening? Sorry, had to take the low.
Oh my gosh. you get the low check.
I was gonna say I have known Murphy for.
It's coming up on 20 years.
Yeah,
now.
Coming up on 20 years now.
Damn, you're what 80?
Yes,
feels like.
And
it.
I mean, to be honest, he really didn't start becoming wrong until maybe about 10th grade or so.
Yeah,
that's really when you started becoming wrong.
Okay, in 10th grade, who touched you?
Nobody.
Okay.
Me. A lot.
Look what I found. Who knew this was here?
Dude, I was like a monkey in the zoo.
Hey.
So not you, buddy. Do you know how many times?
I'll be the first one to. I'll be the first one to admit, though, that Murphy got so much pussy in high school. That,
how
I mean,
much
we,
of it was fresh?
Well, that's to be debated.
Hey,
but.
Hey, everything you wanted, I hit.
That is true.
And you know that.
Yeah.
I fucking hit it.
Dude, you hit everything. That's awesome.
What? Just keep going. I don't mean to
stop
everyone.
Yeah,
you hit everything but the brick wall, and even that's questionable.
Well,
there was a chick named Brick.
Yeah.
And a dude named Wall.
Well, let me since we are talking about this, why don't we do another Murphy moment of sexual innuendo?
Oh.
All right, guys. Here's this week's tip. When you are licking the vagina, and you know what? Can I get the studio troll in here for a second?
Studio troll.
Paging.
Studio troll. Page.
Studio troll.
Now
paging
studio troll. Now paging studio troll.
I guess he needs a woman's perspective. He's
well, no,
in a
no,
room
no.
Full
I just,
dudes.
You know, it's always. Here we go. Could you come here, sweetheart? I need your help real quick. Now, when you
what are you going to do? Show us?
What do you want me to do? Stroke it for you?
Oh, put that away! Oh, God!
Now, when licking vagina, it's very important. Most guys tend to...
Studio Troll just backed away.
Most guys tend to concentrate here on the front, on the clitoral area.
She's holding her beer.
I'm not going to take your beer. Don't worry.
I don't know. We're just as confused as you are.
Now, wait. Now, there is something that people don't know. Could you turn around, please, for me, sweetheart? And if could you just bend it on over? This area right back here, not quite the asshole, but there are a lot more nerve endings back here in the lips back here than there are in the lips up front. Now, don't get me wrong. The clit is very sensitive, but if you're doing a little anal, or not analingus, but if you're doing a little cunnilingus, from behind, it actually is quite enjoyable.
Oh, God. Hey, look at this. It's so lucky for us in here. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And I'm Chief.
Gorilla.
And I'm Murphy.
With the swollen tit.
Jesus, yes. I mean, he has a D cup going on the left-hand side there. Whatever. Basically, here's what we got to say. A bunch of thank yous to a lot of people to help us put on the show. First off, huge thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for... Well, letting us beat the fuck out of each other in the studio.
Ugh. And molest their other hosts.
And molest the other hosts of the other shows. Don't forget all of our wonderful kick-ass syndicates. Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, and Radio For Me. So a big thank you to all of you guys carrying our show, whether it's live or not. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Big thank you to all of our friends, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net, and remember, we want to keep internet radio alive, so check out performact.com and voice your opinion on how shitty a law is that could take a broadcasting medium like this off the air.
And please become a friend on our MySpace.
Yep, check us out online, spankwagon.net. You can join our forums, check out our send us emails, radio@spankwagon.net. Don't forget, we have MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon. And again, if we're not live,
we're dead.
Or we're in the archive.
Nice.
Christ.
Jesus. Let's try that. If we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
And we'll see you later.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.